Joshua 6. Now Jericho was shut up inside and out because of the Israelites. No one came out and no one went in. The Lord said to Joshua,
"See, I have handed Jericho over to you, along with its king and soldiers. You shall march around the city, all the warriors circling the city once. Thus you shall do for 6 days, with 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, the priests blowing the trumpets. When they make a long blast with the ram's horn, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and all the people shall charge straight ahead."
So Joshua, son of Nun, summoned the priests and said to them,
"Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and have 7 priests carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns in front of the Ark of the Lord."
To the people he said,
"Go forward and march around the city. Have the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord."
As Joshua had commanded the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord went forward, blowing the trumpets, with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord following them. And the armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets. The rear guard came after the Ark, while the trumpets blew continually. To the people Joshua gave this command,
"You shall not shout or let your voice be heard, nor shall you utter a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout."
So the Ark of the Lord went around the city, circling it once. And they came into the camp and spent the night in the camp. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord passed on, blowing the trumpets continually. The armed men went before them, and the rear guard came after the Ark of the Lord, while the trumpets blew continually. On the 2nd day, they marched around the city once, and then returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the 7th day, they rose early, at dawn, and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. It was only on that day that they marched around the city 7 times. And at the 7th time, when the priests had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people,
"Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it shall be devoted to the Lord for destruction. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall live, because she hid the messengers we sent. As for you, keep away from the things devoted to destruction, so as not to covet and take any of the devoted things and make the camp of Israel an object for destruction, bringing trouble upon it. But all silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord."
So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpets, they raised a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. So the people charged straight ahead into the city and captured it. Then they devoted to destruction by the edge of the sword all in the city, both men and women, young and old, oxen, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land,
"Go into the prostitute's house and bring the woman out of it and all who belong to her, as you swore to her."
So the young men who had been spies went in and brought Rahab out, along with her father, her mother, her brothers, and all who belonged to her. They brought all her kindred out and set them outside the camp of Israel. They burned down the city and everything in it. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. But Rahab the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, Joshua spared. Her family has lived in Israel ever since, for she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Joshua then pronounced this oath, saying,
"Cursed before the Lord be anyone who tries to build this city, this Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundation, and at the cost of his youngest, he shall set up its gates."
So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land.